Anyway, all right. Yeah, let's. Are we ready to get things going then? Fuck, you are already recording, Wayne. Oh. Jeez, come on. What a week it's been, guys. What a week it has been.
Oh,
I mean, it's been busy and everything, but holy cow, there's a rabbit hole that I stumbled upon, and it has taken me, I don't know, it's lifted me up. It's given me hope for pop culture in the year 2024. Hope for pop culture?
This has done the opposite
this
for
is
me.
The
this
story.
Has made me not want to be part of pop culture even more.
Oh, dude, what are you talking
this
about?
Is just, this what a waste dude, this, of time.
This
what
story has so much time. Intrigue. It has so much intrigue. It has so much depth. It has so many layers.
This is like your this reality like show. Beautiful... This is like your soap opera. This is like
this. They're gonna make movies about this shit, dude. I guarantee you, because man. this whole thing is just like, oh my god. It's like when all hope has been gone and despair, and you know you're done with the MCU, then you're done with Star Wars and Marvel not Marvel, but Lucasfilm, all of that shit. You're just so everything looks so dismal on this landscape, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the gods shine down this beautiful story of intrigue, of spies, of just
spies.
Like this, yeah, dude, this thing, you have no idea.
Spies,
yeah.
Double
apologies.
Agents.
Yeah, double agents, exactly, oh dude. Goodness. This story has everything.
Oh, no
and it is
way.
It is the event in 2024. Gosh, if you don't know what I'm talking about.
I like
we're
sports.
Gonna get into it. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is like I'm so like happy and elated that something's really popping off, that it's like so entertaining on all fronts. I don't even got who cares. I don't give a fuck. Listen, I was into pro wrestling, okay, and you know why I was into pro wrestling and Orin was into pro wrestling?
The stories.
We loved the stories. Yeah. Yes,
that's what they
it
all
was
say.
The stories.
The stories.
I'm telling you, the stories. And Orin, quite frankly, Orin missed his calling. Orin should have been
with Wayne. On this.
Dude, he
Wayne
should have
like
been a booker.
Fall asleep.
No,
a booker.
Orin should have been a booker.
What's a booker?
A booker, basically, a head writer for storylines. Orin would sit there and
late.
He would come
why
up with some brilliant,
why doesn't he do
brilliant
it?
Things. I don't know. Yeah, well, we don't have any connections there, so maybe we can. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, the guy has a talent and a knack for telling stories, and this is a great story, and we'll get into it a little bit later. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's all going to be for
Stay
me anyway
tuned.
This week. Yes. It's Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. If you haven't heard
what?
About this whole thing going off, and we'll come talk
not.
About it a little bit later. All right, so.
And you won't understand.
Right. I'm fine with that, too. I am fine with that, too.
Oh, 100%. All right. Are we ready to get things going then, Brian?
Yes, we are. Gentlemen, let's kick those tires, light those fires, and smack that ass. Let's get going. Woo!
Woo!
Boom! Boom.
Welcome to the con.
Like Tony said, this is going to be an exciting week, and I have not seen Tony pumped about a story in such a long time. He is going to go both sides into it, balls deep down into it, and
I'm going to try. I'm new to this whole beefing thing.
Man.
I had no idea. I don't diss tracks, and
right.
I've heard about them in the future, but right. this is by far the greatest story of diss tracks ever fucking ever told or ever witnessed.
He can't wait.
And we're in history right now, guys.
History.
Go ahead,
history making
this is
moment
historic
right now.
It is historic.
Tony, I am so happy for your excitement. You're bringing the energy because I have no fucking energy today, but I'm glad you're bringing it today. But I'm going to lead off the show with some listener feedback. Okay. From longtime listener Donald. I don't think he knows I'm going to share this, but I'm going to share it anyways. All I got was a text on Wednesday when our show drops every week.
Yeah.
2 hours? What the actual fuck?
I know.
Donald,
I know.
Like I tell these guys all the time, deal with it.
Donald, I'm with you.
Orin's right, though, man. You know,
deal with it.
Yes, exactly. You know, it takes a lot to put this show together. And you know what? If we're going to go on rants, yes, I get it. It's 2 hours. But you know what? it's free, people. This is the one thing in your life where there's nobody like shoving shit down your throat. It's just entertainment. It's just for you to kind of get away for the week. And, you know, sometimes we go long, but you know what? Yeah. That's the price of doing business, especially when you're not making any money like us. So,
and that's true. So buy our new product. No.
Right. Yeah. And if you like our show, said, you can leave a tip at 15%, 18%, 20%, and 25% or custom. So please Venmo Tony.
That is, ain't that the truth. Again, man, that Brian, I know that has been coming up a lot lately. Boy, again, you want to talk about us being the center of the universe. I mean, there are all of these things that are coming together. And I just, again, the tipping thing. I'm seeing it everywhere. People are talking about it.
So it's out of hand. It is out of hand. And I worked in the food and beverage industry for a long time. I know I have to justify it for what I'm about to say, but I'm over it. I'm over the tipping thing. I will tip on service. I over tip. I know what it's like to work in that industry and stuff. But then when I start seeing things like I am a receipt hawk now too. I am breaking down every weird charge on there. And I'm not talking about food and drinks. You know, like that is what it is. And it's the health tax now. It's the gratuity added. It's the convenience fee. It's the like all this stuff is bullshit. And
we're finding out that there are some programs out there that are tipping. These machines are tipping and they're giving you like 20%. And if you do the math on it, it is not correct. It's actually more like 30 or 40%. So again, something to be on the lookout for. If you are one of these people, and I have to admit that I am probably in that category where I just like, oh, it comes up 20%. Oh, okay, there you go. You need to be dialed into this shit because some of those programs, again, are fake and they're giving you wrong numbers. So make sure that you are tipping what you want to be tipping. So
are you saying people are being dishonest in the world?
Yes.
Can you believe it? Can you fucking believe it? I love people and I think that everybody has great in them and good in them. And here they are taking advantage of us.
I tolerate people.
Who would have been?
but
I never would have guessed that, you know, based on our professional careers, people are always honest. And last thing to wrap up this part of it, I forgot to mention that I did tell Donald that episode was ridiculous because not only is it almost 2 hours, that means I have to listen to you guys for almost four.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. So,
but Donald,
Wayne, Orn, if anybody needs to be tempted,
deal with it. Orn.
Deal with it.
But Orin,
I think that's going to be our first shirt. That's going to be our first shirt, Orin, that you came up with. Deal with it.
Deal with it.
But Donald did come back with something that he pulled the page from my book. 1.5 speed is my friend.
That's true.
And Orin's trying to get us to listen to it on 0.5 speed because it's what do you say, Orin? It sounds like
We're all high.
Which would be a good thing.
If you've never done that type of thing or, you know, just put Brian, whatever, not yeah, just Brian. Us, whatever you're listening to on 1.5 speed. And all of a sudden you start talking like this, man.
It's how good. You doing? Can you believe?
Relax, Deadpool? Lean back and ride the wind. Just see where it takes you.
So Kendrick you can get Lamar the feck without actually, you know, partaking in whatever.
I'll once again, Orin, you could deal with that.
Yeah. Deal with that, Orin. You deal with that.
Oh, I have. And I did. How do you think I know?
And he loves it. That is his preferred method, people. If you really want to keep us on for longer than 2 hours, go to 0.5 speed and really, really enjoy the experience.
That being said, guys, I want us to have a hard stop at an hour, 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right. I think we can do it this week. We don't really have much to talk about. So again, but and quite frankly, I've got like I'm traveling after the show today, so I got a bunch of stuff to do.
And a future note for next week: since we'll be recording on Mother's Day, we'll probably have a very concise show as well, just to be for all the moms out there. So.
Yeah, for all the moms, just to for ourselves,
deal with it.
And the fact that we don't want to be yelled at because we have we have moms in all of us. And we don't want to be yelled at. We will have a clear and concise show. Let's shoot for 45 minutes next week. You guys think that's possible?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll try.
We'll see what happens. We'll see
All right. Anyway, any other listener feedback? Okay, go ahead.
Well, I don't have listener feedback, but I do have something I want to bring up before we get to the very exciting, very anticipated Lamar Drake topics here. So, guys, Caitlin Clark had her WNBA debut.
Dude, yeah, 21 points. There you go. Okay, done.
Hold on, Oren. Oren, I'm going to talk about sports. Deal with it.
It's not the Beal report.
Deal
move
with
on.
It.
But move no, that's okay.
Deal
that's
with
okay.
It.
Next.
But Caitlin is part of us. Guys.
Caitlin
is part of us.
Is, I mean, I expect Tony to get one of those, rapper tattoos right above the eyebrow, just 22 Clark,
for life.
For life.
That's
forever.
Right. For life.
Whatever.
Yes.
21 points in her Indiana Fever debut. They lost, but she played well. It's preseason, yeah. But good job for her. Also, Cameron Brink had her debut last
Jesus
night.
Jesus Christ. Fucking kidding me? So all this to fucking go into Cameron
while
Brink.
I talk about Caitlin, but
yeah, Cameron Brink. Exactly.
Okay, you know
exactly.
What?
Because
yeah.
We all on this show
don't
have said
like
that Caitlin
this
is our store.
Kind
our
of
star.
Lamar Drake, feud here.
Oh, Lamar Drake, get it right.
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, see, that's how much I don't
Drake.
Care about that.
That's why I said don't worry about it. It's over your head. Forget it.
It's not over my head. It's just
it is over your head.
I'm over it already.
Yeah, I know. I think everybody's over it. I'm excited
anyway,
about it. I don't know. Like
she
I said,
got
all right, go
Brink
on.
Got 11 points in the Sparks preseason win. So
debut.
So good for her.
Yeah.
And I have a question for you and Oren, Tony.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay. Again, and this is a broken record. Mike Trout is injured again with a long-term injury, knee surgery. Mm-hmm. I hope he recovers well. He's my favorite angel. I'm just throwing it out there. But it sparked a very serious question for me. How do these baseball players get injured like this and then out for so long?
Oh,
this is a non-contact
God.
Sport. Like, what is
Dude,
going
what,
on?
Oh, are
this
we going
is,
really
you
into
know,
this?
No, here we go
this
again.
This is just so ridiculous.
Not everything has to be a contact sport to get...
This is a pattern for this player. He is out all
no,
the time.
No. You want to talk about a pattern? Let's talk Rendon. If you really want to see
right,
it.
Right.
That is, now,
Rendon
that's
is a
pattern.
But let me tell you how it happened. Yes. So, not everything has to be on the ice, fucking beating each other up and, all that shit. Not everything has to be physical to get hurt. These guys go out and they play like 4, 5, 6, 7 games in a row.
But this is baseball, though.
100
so, that's how they get hit. It's fatigue. It's, they play 100 and, I don't know, so many games.
64, I think it's 64
164 games,
right?
They're playing... About 4, 5, 6, like I said, 7 games, not 7 games, but it's usually at least 4 games a week, every
three
day.
3 hours a day, 3 hours a day.
Yeah. So your body gets mentally fatigued. When you're running, you can easily, slip and trip and fall. You're sliding into a base. I'm not sure exactly how he did it, but he could do it sliding into a base. If you slide into one of those bases, you're going to fuck yourself up. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. He's played the outfield. You run into the wall. So not everything has to be a damn contact sport to get hurt and be so physical, to make it
mental.
A fucking sport.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And that's all I got to say.
No, I'm just saying, like, I get hurt just walking off a curb. So it doesn't surprise me.
Right. That's right.
While we have Oren on here, Oren, I just want to say I want to give props to Parker yesterday, man.
Oh yeah,
my God, he dropped this thing on ESPN Los Angeles. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, he's now getting into he's part of the Blue Review, the Blue Crew Review,
Blue Review.
It's awesome. He was in there. He, man, I think we found a new place for our con, and I really want to go here. And Parker has done such a great job in describing this restaurant that they found as part of the Blue Crew. And anyway, if you get a chance, follow ESPN or follow P_Bell12, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
He did a great job. Bell. He did a 12. Great yeah. job. I mean, and yeah.
Yeah, they actually filmed that like I want to say a couple weeks ago, and they just got so much on their plate up there. They upload it and they get it going.
Yeah,
when it when they can. But yeah, so it was him, Marcus Grant, who also does the Blue Review with Parker. He actually, that guy, he works for the NFL Network, so he, you know, does a lot of stuff.
Oh, wow.
But okay. He also fills in as a host sometimes for the radio shows. And but yeah, Parker being the social media guy. Yeah, so they went out to that restaurant, like, you know, like it shows. And that was, yeah, that was it. So yeah, the Blue Review, 9:30 to 9:55 every Monday through Friday on ESPN 710 YouTube. If you're, yeah, you know, a fan of the Dodgers, even if you're not, it's actually interesting. So yeah, him, his boss, one of his bosses, Corporate Greg, and Marcus Grant.
Nice. They do it, and so it was, again, Parker did a really good job. And I'm not a big Dodgers fan, as we've talked about on the show, mm-hmm, before, but you know what? I will be following them and I will be listening. So yeah, tune in to ESPN. What do you say, Monday through Friday? What time?
Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 9:55.
All right, for the Blue Review. All right, so anything else going on this week before I get into this,
actually,
Brian? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So I was going to save it for the BO report, but since Brian brought it up, the whole, I was going to put in our little Notion things, you know, the Caitlin effect. So
yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
So the NBA... actually, there was a scheduling conflict. The Indiana Pacers advanced in the playoffs, and they're playing the, whoever they're playing, doesn't matter. One of their
Lakers
games,
aren't in it, so that's gone.
Yeah, Lakers aren't in it, so I don't care. Yeah. But then for this story, so basically, one of the games, the way it all added up, was on the same day as the Indiana Fever opener.
Oh, wow.
So you would think in that scenario, you know, it's just, you know, what we talked about before, WNBA, we'll just bump them, you know. No, yep. The NBA moved the Indiana Pacer game.
Wow.
To, I think, the day before or the next day. And even moved another playoff series game the day back a day so they can accommodate the Indiana Fever, and basically it's because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah,
I mean, the game was already sold out. They already sold the tickets, you know, so people could have, you know, but they would have had to go back and say, hey guys, you know, our game is blah 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 blah, so they still would have seen the game. But anyway, so
that's awesome. Yeah. That's, and again, I don't think this would have moved. Yeah, that would have happened last year. Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't have happened last exactly year or the year before that. So
moving,
and they wouldn't do that for Cameron Brink, just so you know.
Oh, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Actually, yeah, we do.
All right. So, again, whoa, hold on. Oh, yeah, hit something. All right. Well, I just, you know what? Since in the interest of time, I'm going to just get into this whole thing. I want to tell you, first off, I know nothing about beefing culture. I don't know anything about diss tracks. I don't know anything about anything when it comes to this. So I am probably not the person to speak to on any of this. Go ahead, Brian.
I have two questions right off the bat.
Okay.
For you. One, how did you stumble upon this? And then two, like, why do you care so much?
Dude, again, okay, so there's a couple of factors in this thing. The first, I found out about this on Tuesday morning. Okay, again, I didn't have any kind of, I had no knowledge of what was going on. And then for some reason, on Tuesday morning, like, everything blew up. Like, everything blew up. And I'm like, what is this going? What's going on? And it was all in excitement for this song called Euphoria.
Wait, when you say everything blew up, like, what do you mean? Like, on social?
On Twitter. On Twitter. Okay, yeah.
So you're getting...
Mostly on, okay, Twitter, because that's usually where I'm at most of the time. Again, I don't really post anything. In fact, I changed my name on Twitter. So just FYI, looking for that coming up.
So I'm not on Twitter. So maybe that's how I've been able to get through my week unscathed.
Yeah. So everything starts going off about Kendrick and how he... Oh my God, he's done it. He's done it. He's dropped it. He's dropped it. And everybody's freaking out. And I'm like, what is this all about? And it stems from a certain thing. I guess they have kind of been beefing a little bit back and forth. And let's just say that at the beginning of this, I got to pull up my notes real quick. Hold on.
So when you say they, it's...
Yes.
You know, like...
This is the rappers. So again... I've got a history here of how it kind of went down. So on March 22nd, I guess Kendrick Lamar, in a song called Like That, kind of dissed Drake a little bit. Okay, so it was just a little bit of a little like, hey, I'm going to punch at you. I'm going to do this. So in this song Like That, he drops it on March 22nd. All right. So then the following week on April 5th, J. Cole drops a song called 7 Minute Drill. And in this, he totally disses Kendrick Lamar. And 2 days later, J. Cole ends up saying, you know what? I feel so bad. I feel so bad. He actually apologizes to Kendrick Lamar, which was the smartest move I think anybody in rap history has ever done. This guy was able to see where this thing was going to go, and he ends up going, hey, time out. I realized I fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm out of this whole thing. But anyway, back to your question, I know I haven't... On Tuesday morning, everything blows up. So I'm not even into this thing. And then the reason why I started getting into this is, again, I think in pop culture recently, there has just been a lack of any kind of excitement or any kind of like life. Everything just seems to kind of come out and it's a little bit flaccid and a little bit dead, whether it's like Taylor Swift in her new album or whether it's like Deadpool and Wolverine. That was a little flaccid. I had not seen anything that really kind of captures the excitement or captures the vibe like this whole beef has gone on. So again, I saw this whole thing explode on Tuesday when Kendrick Lamar dropped Euphoria, which, oh my God, it is a diss track. Like, I don't have any kind of partial. I'm not a fan of Drake. I am a fan of Kendrick, I have to say, because he is the only guy, Brian, did you know this? He is the only person that has won the Pulitzer Prize for his rap albums.
I guarantee I didn't know that.
Anyway, it's just he's fantastic. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this. But again, J. Cole drops out of this whole thing. So then Drake on April 19th drops two songs. One's called Push Ups and the other one is called Taylor Made Freestyle. In the Taylor Made Freestyle, Drake does some fucking really nasty shit. He uses AI to basically and he disguises his voice as Tupac. And he disguises his voice as Snoop Dogg. And these are two heroes of Kendrick Lamar's. In fact, Kendrick Lamar has had epiphanies and has basically said that he wants to carry the crown that Tupac has given him. He's even had dreams about where Tupac has kind of blessed him as the heir of the whole kind of rap scene on the West Coast. So it's very sacred to him. And again, Drake then goes the cheap route by using AI to fucking basically diss him in a Tupac voice and then uses Snoop Dogg on top of it. And to me, it's fucking just lazy. Go ahead.
Just to give you some background, Drake is originally from Toronto, Canada. Kendrick Lamar is from Compton, California. So there's some roots to the West Coast rap style for Kendrick.
Drake, I don't know. I don't know what his... apparently, everybody loves him in the hip-hop community. Some of them are not. I mean, they're now coming out saying they're not. But he's been a child actor. He was a child actor. He was in Degrassi. He started as a... and kind of worked his way into hip-hop and then started, like, all of these beefs to kind of just keep him more relevant. And his whole thing is, like, he's the playboy. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm this. And so he decides he's going to go after Kendrick Lamar. And if you've never heard Kendrick's songs, they are so precise, so surgical, so deep. This man is like, he is on like, we talk about 4D chess. This guy is playing like 5D chess, like in the stratosphere. He is that good of a rapper and he's that good of a lyricist. Oh my God, dude, he's the GOAT. And again, so people, again, this happened on April 19th. So for like 11 days, people were like, oh, Kendrick, man, he's just not even going to pay attention. Where is he at? He hasn't done the diss. Oh my God. You know, everybody thinks Drake's winning. Drake is, and Kendrick's silence is just, it's deafening at this point. People have been waiting and waiting and waiting. So again, that's why this whole buildup, this whole pressure kind of builds up for 11 days of like, where is Kendrick Lamar? Where is his stuff? And that's why on May or on April 30th, things exploded. And that's why everything went crazy on Twitter. So then hence I start getting into this rabbit hole. And I have to thank and give props to Rudy, who's one of our listeners, longtime listener. He has been schooling me this week on like the best beefs, the best diss tracks ever. And he's been really coaching me through all of this stuff. And I can't help but, you know, think that I have to thank him for helping me kind of understand what's going on. But anyway, back to the story. So Euphoria drops on April 30th. So then everybody is like all excited about it. It's a diss track, and boy, he goes deep. He starts cutting him at like all these different levels, man. And he basically says, hey, if you know, let's just keep this PG between you and me, because it's not, I don't want to get dirty, man. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut you, do what you need to do. But, you know, let's just keep it kind of PG. Let's not get too personal, because if you do, you're fucking dead, is basically what he says. And so then on 5/3, which is May 3rd, Kendrick Lamar then drops another diss track. And everybody's like, oh my God, another one. It's called 616 in LA. And basically what this layer does is it starts putting in that intrigue that I was telling you about spies, about double agents. And Kendrick is basically toying with him, telling Drake, hey, I already know every fucking move that you're going to make, because you've got a snitch in your posse. These people, they're coming to me with all of this beef. And he's saying it in these very secretive terms. And everybody's like, what is he talking about? So again, he's laying all of these pieces in place, saying, hey, your camp has been compromised, and they're feeding me the shit that I need in order to come at you. So so he basically sets this whole thing up of like, hey, you really don't want to do this, man. You really don't want to go down this battle, because I've got the intel on you. I've got spies all in your organization that are coming to me with all of this stuff. And he starts laying it on thick, just basically firing these warning shots like, hey, you don't want to go here. So later on that day, Drake drops a song called Family Matters. And in this, he starts making things personal to Kendrick. He starts telling Kendrick about how he knows that he's been brought up on some domestic violence charges. He starts leveling these things to Kendrick, basically saying, hey, you want to beef? Let's beef. I know all of these secrets about you. This is what I'm saying about you. This is what's going on. I know what's going on with your family. Why are you moving? What you talk about the West Coast. I guess recently he has purchased an apartment in New York. So he's basically saying, why are you moving? Drake is asking him, why are you moving to New York if you're so much on the fucking West Coast? Does it have something to do with your wife? Does it have something to do with your kids? So he starts making it this personal thing. So he drops this Family Matters at like, I want to say like 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. Dude, not 30 minutes later, Brian, not 30 minutes later, fucking Kendrick Lamar drops the diss track of all diss tracks I've ever heard in my life, and it's called Meet the Grams. And basically, he unleashes and starts cutting this guy down to size. He starts talking to every single member of Drake's family. He starts off with his mom. He starts off with his son. He starts off with his dad, and he starts just ripping Drake apart. And then he finally gets to Drake and starts ripping him down, man. Just slicing this guy up, like going places that you don't, calling him a pedophile, saying that he's got drug problems, he's got all these other problems. Why are you beefing on me, man? Why are you want to go here? We're going here. And Brian, I think, you know, somebody that loves like comic books and shit like that and all these awesome stories, I thought for sure you would be kind of into this, but again, I look on his face and he's bored to tears on this whole thing. But Oren, I'm kind of tracking, right? This is how it's kind of gone down. So
yeah.
Then he releases Meet the Grams, and Meet the Grams is one of the most brutal songs you will ever hear in your life. This guy is just going to town on Drake, trashes him. And basically, it's the death. This is the death. Everybody is like, this is the death of Drake. There's no coming back from any of this. And there's, oh my God. And Drake hasn't even responded. And where's all of this stuff? So then everybody's just like in awe that, okay, now he's the champ. There's no more. Kendrick Lamar is done. This is all great. It's all good. So then you think everything is over? No. Kendrick drops another song yesterday called Not Like Us, and that's the one that I played, that basically is celebrating, and it's, to me, it's the equivalent of him pissing on Drake's grave and bitch having this dance on top of it. Like, you know what? You wanted to come at me? Let's go, bitches. And here you are. I'm pissing on your grave. This is how much I think about you. You are just, you are scum. You are, you're bad. You're not anything like us. And he starts just like eviscerating him even more so. So now we're now stuck. There's no more Drake. Drake has not responded yet. So this is why I've been going down this rabbit hole. I've been watching reaction videos. I've been really, everybody is so excited and so kind of in awe of this whole beef that it got me excited. And now I've been spending a whole week going down this rabbit hole, and I don't know if I've done it justice, but you guys have to listen to these songs because they are just, it goes from like, oh, let's just play. I'm going to play with you a little bit. And then it goes to these darkest depths of rap I have ever heard in my life. But anyway, it's just been a great story. It's been something I've been excited about, and I wanted to share it with you, Brian. I know you don't understand it. I know you don't get it, but again, it's so much fun.
I get it. Like, I understand everything you said. I just, I don't share the enthusiasm. And Oren, you're right. It's kind of boring for me. So, you know, like, all right. Yeah.
You'd much rather be watching sports and nachos.
Well, anyway, also, yeah, I mean, these rap beefs have, this isn't the first one. They've been going on for years. It's
decades, right?
Yeah, for decades. It's just usually, you know, someone has something. So the next album that comes out, then that person, you know, puts something out and their songs, and then that's it. Then it, you know, then it goes away. It says really like maybe a couple songs, but this one is just, you know, but also Kendrick Lamar. I mean, just outside of this beef stuff, I mean, just listen to his music. If you're into that kind of music, if you're into rap, hip hop, just like Tony said, he's a lyrical genius. I mean, it's just, you know, so you don't have to listen to these songs per se, but, you know, just give them a listen if you're interested, you know, and if it's not your thing, it's not your thing.
Hey,
no big deal.
Yeah. Oh, and there's
would you say like, I think Kendrick is kind of like, he's a poet that happens to be a rapper, you know? I think that's the best way to describe his kind of skill set or his talent is that there's a lot of layers to what he typically to his tracks. Which I honestly, that's kind of where you might find the kind of the different divide between Drake and Kendrick. I think Kendrick just has that more depth to what he approaches, where Drake, I think he's more pop culture. I mean, nothing bad about that, but he's just more pop, you know, comparative.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed. And again, so lyrics are always the thing that's important to me. People were kind of like, at first with Kendrick, they're like, I don't like it because I don't like the beat. And I have to understand that people love the beats. It's like, if you get these beats and if it does something for you, then that's where you're going to either be. There's people that love the beats. There's people that love the lyrics. I am all about the lyrics, and the lyrics were just sharp. They are so layered. They're so nuanced. This guy reminds me, a lot of like Bob Dylan in the 60s, where Dylan was this headpiece and this basically this poet that had this guitar, and he was speaking to this generation, and Kendrick is doing the same exact thing in a more poetic and more just kind of nuanced way of it. It's just the guy is amazing. Again, I know we use the term GOAT a lot, but this guy, he's one of truly the greatest like poets that's like lived in the past 100 years. So again, give it a shot. It is good stuff. And I the reaction videos on YouTube, I love them. Everybody's just so excited and so like mesmerized by this whole entire thing that I got caught up into it. You know me. I'm a pop culture like nut. And so when this thing went off, I just absolutely fell in love with the story and everything else that's tied to it. So
and you're in Iowa. All right.
Yeah, and there's nothing else to do. Exactly, except watch their trees grow and all of that good stuff. So, all right, enough of the dissing tracks and all of that good stuff. You know, let's get into the real meat and potatoes of this week's episode. Oren, take it away. Whoops.
Oh.
That was wrong.
All right, meat and potatoes, I don't know about that. But, hey, guys, it's another week. So, what do you say, you know? Got one question for you guys. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, then. In the words of the immortal Tribe Called Quest, can I kick it? Yes, I can. Guys, I'm going to do things a little backwards because usually you get the jokes into a fact. But you know what? We actually have a special... There?
Yeah.
We do the
freeze. Yeah, we're here.
Okay, all right. Sorry, computer froze. We have a special guest. Yes, he's been listening from Castle Grayskull High. No, he wasn't listening high on high. You know, he was high on Castle Grayskull. Anyway.
Yes, he does.
He wanted to chime in on this whole beef stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So let's see if I can bring him up here. Skeletor, are you there? Are you there?
Ah.
All right. Hey.
So wise.
I'm telling you, man. Skeletor.
Why do I look so red on camera, guys? Why do I look so red?
Well, it doesn't help that the fact that you're wearing a red shirt as well.
I know. It's just like it's haunting. All right. Mm. Sorry.
So, yeah, Skeletor, thank you for that. I did have some Cinco de Mayo facts set up, but you know what? Nah. That's more, that's better. All right, guys. Here we go. Straight to the point. You know, guys, I was at this, and I was eating dinner the other night at this restaurant, and I, you know, the server came to the table and I asked her, I said, hey, can I ask you a question about the menu, please? She just sort of stared at me for a second, and I'm like, what is she doing? And then she slapped me. And said, the men I please is none of your damn business. I was like, oh. Needless to say, she didn't get a tip. guys, you know, two guys were robbing a liquor store when one grabbed a bottle and said, hey, is this whiskey? The other said, yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank. So bad. All right, guys, just to put you out of your misery, you know, yesterday was May the 4th. So May the 4th be with us all.
May the 4th be with you guys.
You guys, yeah. Why did they end up calling Darth Vader Lord Vader?
I don't know.
It's because all the stormtroopers laughed when they called him Master Vader. It's a true story. Yeah, a lot of stormtroopers are lost that day. Yeah. So, all right, guys, and that's pretty much it as far as the jokes go. But you know what? I know we don't have a poll this week, so
yeah,
Tony, I got your back, brother. I covered you.
Thanks, man.
Yes, I did my own poll. So,
What did you do with your poll?
You know, I took... Oh, well, you know, that goes unsaid. That stays between me and the other person. Anyway, no, I took a poll recently, and I found out that 100% of the people in the tent were mad.
Okay.
Well, wait.
There you go.
All right, sweet.
I missed that one, man.
Took a poll recently and found out 100% of the people in the tent were mad or angry, upset.
I'm slow. There we go. All right.
Could have been in the delivery. Could have been my computer. Who knows? Could have just been a bad joke. That's probably the one it was. Anyway, yeah, those are some facts. No. Well, yeah, fact and polls and a bunch of chickens and stuff.
All right. And guys, when we get back, we're going to do our tried and true old pop quickies right after word from Soy Cake Candles.
This and every episode of The Con is sponsored by Soy Cat Candles, your consistent, high-quality, nose-hole companion since 2016. Visit SoyCatCandles.com to shop the latest in seasonal products, and together we can help find our furry friends forever homes. Me, wow.
First off, now that we're coming back, I think we're coming back, guys. I want to give props to my best buddy here on the show, Mr. Saucebox, Brian England himself. I want to say that he has shared some information with me, and I want to give him props,
no,
man.
No. Wayne, this guy, edit this
out. I'm going to.
Tony, because I didn't want this publicized.
Oh, no. You didn't? Okay. Oh, well, I want to share because, again, I feel, dude, as much passion as you put into things and as much
again,
hard
like I
work
just,
as
like,
you
this
put
is
in.
Personal stuff. Like, I don't want to air out my personal stuff. Okay.
It's not personal, though. You left it on the ice. The ice is telling us. So he is basically, and you're probably going to edit this out anyway, he leads his league in points per game. He also leads his league in points. And then on top of that, he's second in assists for his entire league. So that is fucking huge, man. Here is a guy that is so dedicated to hockey that he is like, he's not only living and breathing it, he's fucking pissing excellence in the league that he's in. And I just want to give you props, dude. I just want to give you props. You need to hear those props. You need to be celebrated because, again, this is a huge accomplishment. Yes, as much shit as we give about hockey and it being on skates and brutal and you know, and all of this other shit, I truly, again, when it comes to greatness and when it comes to doing the best that you can in your league, dude, you props 100%. So I'm giving you the horns. Wayne, edit this shit out. I get it, but I just want to give him props.
I'm still actually, you know, so, you know, Brian, you know, congratulations and well done, because, you know, that's one thing to do, lead one stat, but both those stats are sounds pretty fantastic to do, to be
Second in assists. Yeah. He's number one in points, and he's in number one points. Goals, and number one at points per game.
Okay, got it. I missed that third one.
Yes,
I was kind of caught off guard by pissing excellent. Your phrase.
Why were you kind of
Idiom that I'm not familiar
that's
with?
That's our show, man. We piss.
Excellent. Yeah, I gotta look that up.
I think that came from Talladega Nights.
It is from Talladega Nights. Yes. Piss excellence. Yes, it is. Wow.
So, yeah, you see, I always have to bring it back to the pop culture aspect of things. All right, you know what? Without further ado, Wayne, let's just get it going, man. We're already doing some good time here, so let's get it started, dude.
It's time for pop quickies.
Wow, I piss excellence. I'm sorry, I'm still hung up on that thing. Jesus. All right, well, welcome to Pop Quickies. This is where we get some hot take questions for these gents and see what their responses are. This past weekend, we just celebrated, well, was May 4th, and a lot of us in the pop culture world were celebrated as May the 4th, regard be with you, regards to Star Wars. Do you guys care about May the 4th at all?
No.
I used to. Recently, no.
Ain't that the truth? I don't care about it at all. I used to post like little memes about it, and there were some cute ones that would... that would come up, but overall, it's just like it's dumb. It's
did
dumb.
You ever do anything?
There were some cool
in the past?
Aspects of it. No, I never. Just posting memes. That was pretty much the extent of my May the 4th. And I would say, like when I worked, or when I worked where we, you know, wherever we work, I would basically
Busy Strand.
Smooth.
Disney Strand. That's right. That's what I was looking for, Warren. Disney Strand. When I worked at Disney Strand,
Disney Strand.
Business
Strand.
Business
Strand.
Business, yeah, business.
You have to bleep all that out.
I I'd be a geek, and I love that, and people knew that I was a huge Star Wars fan. They still do, and but again, not so much anymore. I'm just like, I'm kind of over it. The one cool thing I did see last night was that I guess in Galaxy's Edge they had everybody like fire up their lightsabers all at once, and that was pretty
fun. I do like that picture or that little clip. I mean, that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Everybody's again, together doing it. It's so neat. Yeah. There's hundreds of people just packed like sardines in this little space with everybody just waiting their hands on the trigger to fire that lightsaber up.
And then when they do it, it's like, it's cool. Yeah. It lights up the whole night. But again, I think it's just, I'm over it. And then the fact that, I was going to get political with it, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to go that route. But all right. So there we go. I don't.
Well, if you want to feel old, later this month will be the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace. So just to let you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
25 years? Oh, my God.
Yeah. 25 years.
Warren, did. No. So that was before.
I remember that was one of the last movies that I camped out in front of a theater to buy tickets for.
I did too. Dude, not only did I, like, I bought, yeah, to buy tickets, and then because it was before, like, online ticketing was a thing,
right.
I stood in line the night before I camped out, and then I actually camped out the day it came out to make sure I
got the
a
good seat,
great
right?
seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's when I brought the but wings, Tony. That was, like, one of the first things. Or was that the next
one? But that was 99, though, right? We I think we went in 2002, right?
We
met
at the end of 99. So, yeah, 2000.
Yeah, so 2002. I think when Attack of the Clones came out. Was
That's when I brought the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. For it.
So, again, I know. That was amazing. We, again. No, it wasn't stupid. See, this is the thing. We don't have these communal kind of experiences anymore. I mean, yes, it was nerdy looking
Comic-Con.
Back and how dumb
You're
it was.
Still camping out in line.
No. I just it was stupid because I spent all that money.
Well, you know, it's funny.
You made everybody happy, Orin. So that was worth something.
It's what I do.
It's funny you mentioned it because, like, if you look back at like video clips of like of the premiere, especially of like say episode one, right? People were so pumped because the last real mainline film was 83, right? So you have many years, people are excited, all pumped up. And this is before really social media was a thing. So this is all organic, which was kind of nice to see if you want to get a little slice of what life was before social media. Anyways, today.
And then on top of that, wait, just one more thing. Right? And the amount of disappointment after watching it was something I remember coming out of that movie going, what the fuck did I just see? Surely this is great. I have to see. It's surely great, right? Am I missing something, guys? I think this is great, but I think it's all above my head. So again, I was perplexed. I was confused. I don't know. I was still in that kind of like, Star Wars is amazing. And this, I'm sure, surely this is a great film. I'm just not seeing it right now. So.
You know, Tony, in a weird way, your disappointment in Star Wars is what started our show.
Was it? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because of our argument in the office about you seeing a show, a movie that you hated so much, so many times, to try to convince yourself that it was a good film.
And then I think I came around to it in my own head
and
that
like,
it was a great
what
film.
What is wrong with you? And then that led to the show.
Yes. So this is something that I have battled with in my entire adult
honor
life.
Of that, Tony, may the fourth be with you.
So thank you so much. Revenge of the Fifth.
Yes,
all right.
Revenge of the Fifth. Well, the day of our recording is actually Cinco de Mayo. Do you guys celebrate Cinco de Mayo by drinking anything particular? Or play any music, for that matter.
I want that mango margarita that Parker had on his feed,
that,
man.
That meal and drink at the same time. I think it was huge.
Holy shit.
Like a punch bowl.
And I didn't even like, I don't even like micheladas, but I was like, after Parker was like drinking that michelada, I'm like, fuck, man. I really don't like tomato juice, but you know what? I could go for a michelada right now. That looks really good. So, no, I don't. Traditionally, we'll have like tacos or something like that. I'll make something on the grill, but today, because I have to travel, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do that. But traditionally, maybe a margarita for the day.
I know it's called Cinco de Drinko sometimes, right? So I was just curious about that.
Usually we'll kind of theme our food around holidays. So we might do something. I mean, if this is a holiday. But like on St. Patrick's Day, we eat something that's from, let's like more traditionally Irish, and then Cinco de Mayo, we do the same thing. And I wouldn't be surprised if we did something like that tonight.
How about you, O?
All right.
I can't divulge those on the on air.
Sounds good. Gents, if you woke up to be the last person alive on Earth, what would be the first thing you would do?
Go back to bed. Get some sleep.
Oh my God. I would try to find out what happened.
Nope.
I would want to, like, that's what I would normally want to do, is like find out what the hell happened. That's where I would then want to go into that rabbit hole. Like, if I woke up and I'm like, and then I would have to kind of figure out, am I dead? Am I alive? I would be just questioning everything and trying to find out the answers to all of it. And, probably, I don't know. That's the first thing I would do, is like just assess and try to figure out what the fuck just happened. That's the first thing I would do.
All right.
I would, I don't know, take whatever cool car there was, maybe drive to some like sporting venues and stuff like that. See some of the places that I've never seen before.
And not go to work.
Well, why would I go to work? There's nobody there.
Exactly. Like, just enjoy it.
Right? Do a lot of the stuff that I just don't want to do because I'm either lazy or I don't want to deal with the crowds or I've got other responsibilities. But if I woke up and there was nobody left on Earth, then there's no other responsibility except for keep myself alive. So I might as well entertain myself. I may drive to every ballpark, every football stadium, every hockey arena there is, just stopping at each city, taking the nicest car that I can find, and then going to the next.
I think the other thing I would want to do is learn how to fly a plane.
Well, then the human race is gone.
That's an interesting decision when you're the last person alive.
Right.
I just want to fly. Yeah, well, why not? I mean, fly to then I can fly to like Australia. To Brian's point, he's talking about cars, and that's great. But I'm thinking worldwide, bitches. I'm thinking about going international. If I'm the only one that's here, I'm going to be like seeking out life too.
You're going to get a big old airliner and figure out how to fly, halfway around the world by yourself.
A millionaire heart style, Tony. Go for it.
fuel the jet by myself. I'll do all of that fun stuff all by myself.
You're just at the office. There's got to be a manual here somewhere, right? Come on.
I can't do that. This is coming from a guy that can't even fucking install a bidet. Here I am going to try to fly fucking across the world and around the world. Right.
Just get yourself that bracelet now. What would Sarah do?
Speaking of like bidets and traveling, where is the strangest place you urinated or defecated?
Jeez. Oh my God. Do I have to tell? No, I'm not.
Now I'm curious.
Okay. This is not my proudest moment, man. I don't even think anybody really knows this. In fact, you're probably gonna have to bleep this out. But one time I had I went to a bar and I was coming back home, and I just did not make it. I was on the doorstep and everything just went to hell in a handbasket right there on the everything. Everything just went. It just all went. And it was not the proudest moment I've ever had in my life. But It was hellacious. I'll never forget it. I had to basically immediately take myself into the bathroom, into the shower with my clothes on, and just really kind of undress there. So it has happened. I did not drink. That's the funny thing. I did not drink that night. So I don't know what happened or why, but it happened on my front porch.
Man, photo finish and you lost.
Yeah, exactly. It was a photo finish and I lost. That is precisely exactly what happened.
Man, I'm such a shy pooper. I'm like, I usually try to just hold it till I get home. So my answer is not very good. I haven't done it recently, but I have been I used to go hiking a lot. And sometimes you just have to go and you're in the middle of Mother Nature and there's not a facility around. You have to go, you know, kind of far off the trail and dig a pretty deep hole. You know, there are certain rules you need to do. But yeah, you find kind of a private rock or a tree or something like that, and you just, you know, like bear style, just kind of squat in the woods, you know, and the whole time you're just like on sensory overload, right? Is that somebody else coming over there? Like, is that like you gotta, like, let's get this. And then you don't even finish, you know, feel like you're finished, right? You just do enough to get you to the next checkpoint, right? Right. You just like, okay, right? It's like three pushes and then, okay, let's find a couple of leaves. Let's finish this out. Let's bury the stuff and let's get going. And let's double time it to the next stop now. So
That's actually happened to me too, but that was more in the Marine Corps, right? I mean, you had to do that stuff in the Marine Corps when you're out in the field, right? So you have to do this stuff, and quite frankly, you're that mechanism that Brian's talking about, like hiding and all of that shit, in the Marine Corps, it was not the case. It was just like, hey, I'm gonna be over here in the bushes, don't come by. If you do, you know what you're going to be wearing. Right. So
if you do, you better have TP.
Exactly. Bring me a wrapper, or give me something from the MRE. Right. Give me something that's going to wipe it through clean. Give me those moist towelettes. Right. Let's save those.
That's right. Save the receipts. So, let's do this.
So.
Speaking of lovely smells, about what I'm sure that might be on the great outdoors. What is your favorite smell and why?
Oh, that's a great question.
Napalm in the morning.
Nice. Gosh, you know, I like gosh, there's so many. I don't know, like cut grass. Yeah, I like the smell of the ocean, but maybe I just like the smell of coffee. I like coffee.
I don't know, something that like. Something baking, like
bacon,
like cookies, like no, or oh, actually, I do love bacon. I love the way that smells. Like this morning, Sarah, like she didn't even have to wake me this morning because I smelled bacon and I immediately got up and did what I needed to do. So I think bacon, but I don't know, like if you're making a snickerdoodle, I mean, that smells so good, or like a pie, that smells so good. We used to make, and Orin's had this dump cake, and that thing was cooking, God, it smelled so good and tasted so wonderful. In fact, heavenly. We got to do that when you're out here. I know, it was heavenly. So anything that's like baked goods, like with cinnamon, sugar, all of that good stuff that can kind of permeate, I love those smells. I love them. And I have to admit, I like the smell of my own fart.
I did not expect to hear that. So baking. you're baking a brew there.
Baking brownies, right. Yes. Wade, bleep that out.
That's going to be in the show.
Dude. Bleep that out. Bleep that out.
If you're going to torture us with that, you're going to torture our fans.
It was a joke, people. It was a joke.
Wow. Orin, do you have anything you want to add to that?
We totally love you.
No. How can I follow that?
Please do, Orin. Don't follow Please
that.
Do.
Don't follow. No, yeah, you don't want to be in that.
All right. What are the smells? I mean, everything that, you know, Brian mentioned, the ocean, the cut grass. Tony said the baking stuff, which, Tony, your house, the baking fills out the whole house and it's all beautiful. But so I really don't have anything to add to it. I mean, maybe asparagus. I don't know, but yeah.
Especially when you go to pee in the afterwards after eating, right? Yeah.
Sorry. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah. No.
If I have to add mine is the combined scents of pine, juniper, and sage. Usually that smells when I'm up in the mountains. So
yeah,
that just works for me.
Yeah, and I know it doesn't really have a smell, but like the crisp air, I mean, like it plays with your senses. I feel like the mountains does that too. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny that you guys are all about the outdoors and I'm about the indoors.
Like, sugary food.
I want food.
Sugary food and sports. Food.
Yeah, honey, food. Food and my food parts. Exactly.
You have one, then the other.
Yeah, it's all in one, man. It's all in one.
Wow. Let's do a couple more and then we'll close this out. speaking of being at the home, Tony likes being home. What is your favorite room in a house? Like, I mean, if you had your own home or place, what is your favorite room?
My favorite room is, I love my bedroom, man. That's where I can go away and get away from everything and kind of just go to sleep and do what I need to do and recharge and think. And I purposely don't have a television in my room. I purposely don't have anything that's going to keep me entertained in my room. I use my room as the retreat that's where I go to rest. That's where I go to recharge. It just, to me, is just when I'm in there, that's kind of my safe space. And I know that I'm relaxed and I can go to sleep
I got one thing to add to that, because like I'm picturing in my mind everything you just said, which makes a lot of sense, but mm-hmm. if you replace your room with the bathroom, I could think that also applies.
I swear I thought he was going to say the bathroom. I was like I would have put money on it. I swear you would have said the bathroom. Like, you just on your bidet reading a dictionary, just calling it a night.
That's pretty good too. That's how I start my day. That's how there's where I start my day and then I end my day. Yes. But again, the bedroom is where I would have to say. But the bathroom is a close second.
My favorite room in almost every house or home is the kitchen. I love the kitchen. I don't like hanging out with a bunch of people, but I love like family gatherings. And usually my family, everybody gathers in the kitchen. And, you know, I've often dreamed, like, if I had endless amounts of money, like, what would my dream home be? It's always centered around like I want a large commercial style, like kitchen, because for my family, that just seems where everybody congregates. And that's where we cook things, make the good food. And then a very close second would be the backyard. Because if we're not gathering in the kitchen, everybody, you know, that's where we either have barbecues or we've set up, you know, like tables for everybody. It's just like the gathering parts of the house. And usually I start my day off in the kitchen, making coffee, sitting at the table, kind of, you know, doing some stuff. But that just seems to be the meeting room. You know, everybody just kind of meets and stays in the kitchen.
All right. That makes sense too, because I do love the kitchen. I mean, that's I think when people are over our house, that's usually where we're all at, right? So what about you, Orin? What's your favorite room in a house?
Well, the bedroom, because that's where the magic happens. But
I was waiting for that one.
I mean, really, but that could be anywhere if you think about it. Anyway, nothing different from what you guys said. The bedroom's nice. The kitchen, if you have a nice roomy kitchen where you can, you know, just do your cooking and whatnot. Any place you can just relax and do what you like.
Yeah. Cool. All right, let's see. Let's give you guys one last question. What could we close out with? Shoot. Hold on, I'm going to put this on myself.
Wow, this is a rare moment.
Cue for Wayne.
Yeah, wow.
Bop. All right. You guys are a fan of peanut butter, right?
Yes.
Oh my god. Yes. Yeah, speaking of which, I I have to tell you guys about a peanut butter product I have found this past week. I need to tell you about it here in a second. But yes,
Wayne always finds those gems, right? One
of these. I know he did. He found a gem that I have no idea. He has no idea that I have gone on this peanut butter experience in the past week, and this peanut butter
journey.
We'll
get to that. Put an earmark on that one.
Okay. All right.
You guys are big fans. I know. We've talked about this in the past. But what would you call peanut butter if it wasn't called peanut butter? What kind of name would you give it?
Nut cream.
Nut cream. That's it. That's the winner. It's nut cream. Nut cream for me. Nut I can't think of anything better. That is it. That nut cream. Nut cream is
creamy nuts. Clearly. Yeah,
I think you won there, Brian. I don't know if anybody else can top that one.
Hands down. Drop the mic.
Boom.
Yes.
Do you want to share your story now, Tony, or do you want to wrap it up at the post show?
Oh, no. So just real quick. So somebody kind of turned me on to this thing called Nerdy Nuts. I don't know if you've ever seen this thing. Nerdynuts.com. Go on there. It is. So I love ice cream. Everybody knows that. I love ice cream. Well, these folks, what they have done is they have basically Ben and Jerry'd peanut butter. And they put all of this stuff inside of these peanut butters, and you don't even have to put it in the fridge. You leave it out. You can eat it. It is so good. They put like Rice Krispie treats. They have all these different flavors, all these different kind of candies, and all of these like different cookies that they put in there. And it is, oh my God, it is so good. It is so darn good. So Nerdy Nuts, it's peanut butter, like base desserts. And the beautiful thing about it is they're not too sweet. You think, you read their ingredients and you're going, oh my God, this
sounds
like
cold,
sweet
like ice cream
off in my mouth. But when you taste them, they are not as sweet as you would
think.
Well,
they have things like Monster, Cheesecake, Peanut Butter Treat.
I've got another two coming this week. So I'm now hooked on Nerdy Nuts, if you guys
Strawberry Pretzel, Peanut Butter Treat, Caramel Toffee, Brownie, Peanut Butter Treat.
By the way, this is just me.
Wow.
All right. So, there you go. But yeah. Other than that, I think that we'll call it a show then. Is that where we're going?
Yeah.
Well, you can't beat nut cream, so then we're moving on.
He's on.
Can you hear us?
Can't beat the nut cream.
Yeah, can you hear us? Uh-oh, did you freeze?
I can't hear you.
No, Tony can't hear us. How interesting.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear you.
We can hear each other.
We can hear you.
We can hear you, Tony, yeah.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Brian.
Hello, hello. Can you hear us? Tony. Tony.
Starting it again.
I wonder if he actually hit the button on his board or something.
Oh, I hit a button. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. Wayne just said that. Wayne just literally said it right before you said that. I wonder if he hit a button on his board.
I hit a button. I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't I hear anybody? And I hit a button on there. I'm so sorry, guys. Are we done for the show then? I guess we'll leave it on
that note. Yeah.
All right. Where can people find social media platforms, my friend?
All right, everybody. You want to find us? This is how you do it. TikTok, comment, 01. Instagram, at the comment one. There you go again. No, scratch that. Reverse. TikTok, comment, 01. Twitter at the conman one. There we go. I got it. Yay me. Instagram is at the knowledge of nothing.com. No. Nope. Scratch. Reverse again. Darn. Wow. Drake. It's Drake. Drake's messing with my head. Take three. TikTok, comment, center uno. Twitter at the common one. Instagram is at the knowledge of nothing. Facebook is the knowledge of nothing. Everyone, listen to us wherever you hear podcasts. And info at the knowledge of nothing.com. Info at the knowledge of nothing.com. Sheesh, what is wrong with me this week? I think I had too much drink last night. That's
too
where
many
you
margaritas.
Can too many margaritas
and the micheladas
yes just looking at them got me all drunk. No, anyway, info on the knowledge of nothing.com is where you can go to send us anything, you know, constructive criticism. We like to make this as your show as well as ours, so that's where you can do that. And as I just proved right there, guys, if I could leave the people with this: it's okay to not have everything figured out, because I just shit the bed on that. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you.
All right. And Brian, would you like to say anything else before we call the
show,
my friend? Yes.
Thank you for supporting the show, everybody. Thank you for listening. Wayne, thanks again for the pop quickies. Everybody loves that, including us. And everybody out there, don't forget to tip a con man. If you want to tip us, you don't have to tip us with money, but tip us by sharing the show with other friends. And if you can share your show with 15% more of your friends, 20% of more of your friends, and 25, or you can just 22. Customize it. Yo, but please.
Or we can tag it on as a fee if you would like. 4% more friends.
That's
right.
That's a healthy. But anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for supporting us. We'll see you next time.
And I'm dreading this show releasing because everybody will know my dirty little secrets about my farts and shitting myself. So thank you again for taking us this journey into nothing. This has been the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. And as always, we will see you guys next time.